TMA Live is taped before a live studio audience.
Welcome to the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn, and Jay Randolph Jr. Live from Hot Shots in Fenton with special guest Bonnie Rotten. Broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I assume it's 7:05 in St. Louis, and you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, the Plowhawk, Iggy, the Sea Monster, Andy Hanselman, Buck Swope, my lovely wife, Anna Marie, Brendan Marks. Who else is here? Doug, I feel like everybody's here. Who else is here? Joe Roderick is here. Jennings Randolph Jr. is here for hashtag FFF. Dave Green, our vice president of sales, is here. Doug, have you ever seen anything like it?
It seems like the crowd is a bit more upscale than normal. Usually you look out into a sea of drifters, gypsies, and those with ties to the Taliban. It looks a little better tonight.
Well, that's because we are at Hot Shots Fenton. What's up, Hot Shots Fenton? Doug, what a magical presentation we have today, because I see Big Al is making his way toward the dais.
Big Al's there he is.
He always just kind of comes out of nowhere.
What do you guys think of Big Al?
Yes! Yes!
Mixed reaction. Seems like we got to make sure, Plowhawk, that we control the microphone. We let it get away from us in St. Charles.
LOL.
Big Al, where's your security?
Here we go.
He couldn't come tonight, but I just want to say to the McVeigh family, we all love you. We're very sorry, and we're here for you.
That's a kind sentiment. Was not expecting it from Big Al, but that is a very kind sentiment. Pat McVeigh and Eddie McVeigh, great friends of the show, and unfortunately, as many are sure aware at this point, that Pat was tragically killed on Wednesday, and we extend our thoughts to his family and the families of everyone at Maggie O'Brien's and Bomber O'Brien's. So Big Al is here also today, I believe. Oh, there's the Barnhart Brawler, Doug. I mean, it's just you
look
around.
That's the Barnhart Brawler. Let's hear for the Barnhart.
What about the Barnhart Brawler?
We're all friends tonight. You know what else?
I hear some booing, but not.
I squashed a beef with the 830 Recreator.
What happened?
Well, we just talked things out. So we're good. 830 Recreator. Let's hear it for him.
Plowhawk liked it. Plowhawk, how are you this evening?
I'm good, man.
So you have a big interview. Bonnie Rotten is going to be here. Is anybody looking forward to seeing Bonnie Rotten? Yeah.
Junior is.
Jennings is going to have a huge evening, Doug.
And everybody knows who she is?
How many of you know who Bonnie Rotten is?
Yep. Some.
We're going to be handing out hazmat suits for the people not interested in that interview.
Jennings and I will be handling that interview, and we look forward to it. But Plowhawk, you and Iggy are going to do a video, but not the proverbial MMF, which, Doug, is the more popular.
That's what I understand.
What are you doing?
I'd like to go more personal, you know, with her relationships and what she does off camera and how she, you know, has a scene with Lexington Steele, then goes home with John, you know.
Who's John?
I'm just throwing out a name of maybe a said boyfriend that she has or had.
Don't say said boyfriend.
So it'll be interesting. I can't wait. And maybe ask about her tats.
Right.
Why the spider web on the boobs?
I'm actually anxious to hear the answer to that.
That might be the opening question. Well, can you go from there?
Well, I'd like to know when she figured out she could make it rain. I'm very curious to figure this out.
I don't know what I can and can't say.
You have to be careful on that particular topic.
When in doubt, don't say it, Plowboy.
Yeah, that's actually the way to handle it.
I would say a forecast of rain.
Error on the side.
Maybe figure out that you need an umbrella during coitus.
Easy, Andy.
Yeah.
Easy. Easy.
So anyway, we're here at Hot Shots in Fenton. It's another TMA Live. You have Bonnie Rotten going to be in attendance.
Sure.
Also, moments ago...
Surprises.
There are surprises in so many ways.
What?
Timberfake is here. He's wearing a tie.
Really?
I've got it at 60% that it's a clip-on, so keep an eye on that.
It's a skinny tie and the leather jacket. It's kind of like an 80s band. Like,
like Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love.
Yeah, kind of a...
And I think he might be here with Tony Lee. I think he might be here with Tony Lee.
And not the MMA fighter.
MMF?
No, MMA fighter.
Oh, I don't believe so. But I don't know. I think they're planning a grand entrance into Hot Shots and Fenton.
That would seem appropriate. You know. You'd almost have to when you reach that level of stardom. You have to be a little bit fashionably late.
So we have that for you. Plus the cat, as you made reference to, we have surprises.
I see some surprises.
And I have to tell you something. This has been a surprise that has been kept pretty well secret, which is surprising for the surprise.
Surprises should be surprising.
This is a surprise that has been kept surprising. Okay. So we're going to have that for you coming up as well. Doug, it's always great to be with the people. How do you feel about being with the people tonight?
Oh, I'm very happy to be here. I've already had a wonderful grilled chicken sandwich delivered by the great Jay Boyd and his folks. I've been given this fabulous magazine with a picture of Hillary Clinton on it. I don't need that.
Oh, my God!
Doug Vaughn does not need a article about Hillary Clinton.
Can we blaze a trail of respect? There is a healing process, Tim, that needs to take place.
Yeah, there is. Doug, didn't you see President Obama and Donald Trump in the Oval Office today?
I didn't see Hillary, though, did I?
I don't believe she was there.
No,
it might have been
wasn't.
Odd if she would have been there.
No. Well, there's a magazine with an article about Hillary right down there if anyone would like
and
to pick that up.
Somebody presented
on the way
that
out.
As a gift for you?
That's right. That's right. Biff did. And he also gave me some tuna fish sandwiches to be enjoyed later.
Well, isn't that nice?
So, that is nice.
Yeah.
Iggy picked up the magazine. He's putting it back in front of you.
Okay. Let me put this. Let me file that there. Okay.
Down it goes.
Yeah.
Down it goes. So, what a wonderful presentation we have for you tonight. Here at Hot Shots in Fenton. Surprises, Timberfake, Tony Lee, and Bonnie Rotten. Emails, Birdarelli Cutlery, Cuts of the Week. I don't know what else you could really ask for. Is there anything else you could possibly ask for?
I ordered some wings and they haven't arrived, but otherwise.
I thought you were going to eat the wings during the Rotten interview.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Doug, Bonnie Rotten is in town performing at Larry Flint's Hustler Club.
Are you certain that you'll be here as we are taping?
That is my understanding. I've been in intense negotiations with her agent.
Did she come to this event first and then picked up a side gig, or was she at that event and picked up this?
I signed a non-disclosure agreement.
No fooling. All right.
Yep. Iggy, are you a fan of her? Iggy's talking with the help again. The cat, you were right. That does seem to be the theme. Anytime I, Iggy, are you?
It's a little distracted by the help.
Are you familiar with Bonnie Rotten?
Yeah, I am.
How familiar?
I use her today.
Oh!
Heaven's sake.
Check, please.
No, I've
brought
seen
a temporary suspension sheet here.
There's a temporary suspension?
Yeah, I didn't have the whole log, Yule, but Iggy, you have just been suspended.
Then I'll go
suspended
home.
Suspended a 2 days' time.
No, when I go to X-Tamps.
All right, here we go. Here it starts up right away.
Timberfake.
Where is security? You brought security. I need some of my own security to counter that. What do you guys think of Timberfake here this evening? Look at this. Oh, my God. Tony Lee just walked in, and it's a whole thing. Doug, it's a whole thing.
That really describes it well, Tim. It is a whole thing.
Where is the Facebook Live or Periscope for this?
I thought they were going to walk in together.
Yeah, what happened? Timberfake, what happened? And
here's a mic.
Yeah, do not remove.
I got my security team told me it's not safe, so my security details.
To walk in the bar with Tony?
Her new karate boy's here.
Oh, no. A heel turn. Yeah. That was not expected. Tony Lee was supposed to come with Timberfake, and Doug, Tony Lee has come with Karate Boy.
Timberfake didn't know that.
So I guess we'll get to the answer as to whether or not he was choked out at the wheelhouse.
Yeah, we'll find out real quick, won't we?
Oh, we're going to be finding out. I didn't know this guy knew karate.
Oh, this new boyfriend, Got Timberfake in a rear naked choke. Choked him out.
Tony Lee's dressed like she's going to the Oscars, if the Oscars were held in, you know, St. Charles.
Big Al is handling one of the surprises.
Yes, he is. He is. I've noticed that. He's very aggressive with a number of people. That's what Big Al does. So we have all of that for the audience. It's always wonderful to be out with the people. And Buck Swope is here with his camera, Doug, to capture all the magic. Have you talked with Swope?
There's the shutter spook now. Hello, Swopesy.
He's wearing his
always in a sport coat. Always very well dressed.
Well, he's a Priory guy.
Well, I guess that's it.
That kind of comes with the territory.
Yep.
If you're in that conference, if I'm not mistaken. So that's what we have for you here. We welcome the listeners while we are here to text in, and a number of listeners are. It's 855-CUB-TALK, so from inside the room, people can text. 855-CUB-TALK. That is how you can get involved with the radio program from inside the room. We're live at Hot Shots where the Gateway Buick GMC studios are. And then at 9 o'clock on the all-new 590 The Fan, we will have an edition of Swope's Picks for the audience to relive great moments, Doug, from this radio show. And it's kind of documented in like a 30 for 30 style.
There will be some great moments,
yes.
Or there have been in the past.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it doesn't seem like there have been a lot of great moments in the past.
But you never heard Cat's Pajamas.
Right. Maybe I was gone that day.
Texts are coming in. I'd like to take Doug behind the dumpster later. Thanks, that's from Bubbles. Bubbles, are you in the building? There, right there, Doug, a gentleman right there.
I didn't know that was Bubbles. Hi, Bubbles.
Where's your girlfriend for lesbian behavior? She's working.
She's working.
She's working at Novax.
Well, Bubbles, you're going to have to do some work to get off the suspension list. You just got your name on there for a period of 2 days' time.
Boom.
At least it's nice to know where the creeps are early. So we can eyeball them. Hello, Bubbly.
That's kind of hot, though, when guys...
It's really not. No. No.
Really, Tim, the only other thing I want is you. That's from Buddha. Thank you. Let's see... Doug, meet me in the bathroom in an hour, and I'll show you what upscale really is. That's from the Mustard Tiger.
My word. My word indeed. The Mustard Tiger has been suspended. Where is he or she?
Mustard Tiger.
Oh,
Mustard
hello.
Tiger's
it's
right
next to the table. All right. At least we've got the center of the problem area confined to one region there. All right. Mustard Tiger, 2 days' time. Let's try to calm down, everyone. Can we just a little bit?
Who else is here, Tim, aside from the folks that you mentioned?
Well, I mean, it's a galaxy of stars, as always. But this timber fake Tony Lee thinks something to keep an eye on. And, of course, Bonnie Rotten will be here. In addition to the greats like Big Al, Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man is sitting there with Joe Roderick and
that.
Jennings Randolph Jr. Yeah.
So timber fake Lee...
Timberley, as Doug calls
Timberley
it.
Mm-hmm. Came in, and where did she go? To the green room?
Yeah, I don't know where she went. She's, you know what she is, Doug? She's dressed to the nines.
Yeah, she's right there.
They're pointing her out right
why
now.
Why don't we get her up here first and figure out what's going on? Plowhawk, I know you're busy enjoying some chicken tenders.
If you don't take care of this now, it'll fester,
right.
Is what it'll do.
So we need to get to the bottom of it. Tony Lee is going to make her way up to the dais here. And we're going to get to the bottom of what's going on because the show's just so damn jam-packed.
Yeah.
Look at this. Doug, look at this. And there's like a strut in the Plowhawk's pointing at the ground.
I bet 5 cents Fireball.
Now we can't hear you unless you talk into that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Lee. Tony, you look so lovely tonight. My God. I think the audio.
You have to talk right into
if
that.
We can turn it, maybe Doug, you want to turn the microphone? Doug, can you turn the microphone on?
Where do you do that?
This is too high for me.
I know the
here.
Feeling, sister.
How about that?
Oh, that's good.
All right, so what's going on here? Because Timberfake came up to me and he said he wanted music to be played as you guys walked in together. It was a whole thing. He's wearing a wonderful leather vest and a skinny tie. And the next thing I know, I look to my left, and you're walking in, with a gang of gentlemen. Who are these gentlemen?
Well, I walked in with Zach and his friends.
Zach and his friend. And
yeah. Zach is the boyfriend. We're not talking about Zach Duke or.
He's not a boyfriend.
He's a boy toy.
But he's a toy. Yeah.
Really. And she's purring
here,
at him.
Zach, come on over. Zach, come on over.
Now, Tony Lee, is Zach the one who allegedly choked out Timberfake?
Oh, he definitely choked out Timberfake.
My God, Doug. Oh, damn it, why? Damn it, why? Damn it, why?
Well, let's not celebrate that harm was done to...
Yes! We're going to choke
And here comes Zach. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Zach.
Hi, Zach.
And they cheer Zach because
Hello,
he choked out Timberfake. Zach, welcome to the program.
And speak into the mic, Zach, if you would.
Zach, you are under oath. Doug, have you read him? He is under oath.
Yeah. Do you promise not to lie too much?
No lying.
Okay. He's good, Tim.
I have the Bible app. Do you want me to put his hand on it?
I'm sitting on one.
Oh, okay.
Zach, did you choke out Timberfake?
Yes.
Did you? Wow. 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 Wow, now they're making gestures at each other. Oh, he's flipping them off. We can't where is the security? We can't have this happen tonight.
We
can't have
security.
The cat, your wings are here, so you're good.
All right, let's calm down here for a minute. Because I don't want an incident to happen here, right? But you guys are okay now, right, Zach? You guys are okay.
Larry Nichols.
I was just texting.
Now I can't eat the wings.
God almighty, what the hell?
Zach, are you and Timberfake okay now that we, there'll
what
be no...
What is going on here?
I thought we were okay until I received 25 Facebook messages without a reply from myself. I thought that was a little weird.
So you didn't initiate a conversation with him?
The beginning of the conversation started with my comment, yes.
Well, what did you say,
what
Zach?
What sort of thing did you say?
Right.
I said, please, sir, Tony Lee is... does not want to talk to you, please leave her alone.
All right.
That's a gentlemanly thing, and then what was the response? He's screaming at the bar. He's screaming over at the bar.
The response was not quite as pleasant as my initial comment.
Wow. All right, now, can I, because this is what I do, I cross-examine.
You
do. Jack,
you're the best in the business.
Now, Tony Lee says that you're not a boyfriend. Would you like to be the boyfriend in this equation, sir? And be totally honest, because Doug put you under oath.
Right.
This is a little early to talk about boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right, you don't have to be condescending to me, sir. I mean, honestly, I just met you.
Cute couple, though. Cute couple.
No, I like, no offense, I go way back with Timberfake because of this meeting in Milwaukee that he always brings up. But I love that guy, and I thought these two found true love. So I was rooting for true love, but Zach seems like a nice guy, too.
He's cute.
Doug, would you hook up with Zach if he were
available?
I'm just asking to get an idea if you think he's
would
cute.
Would you hook up?
Like an MMF.
Doug, Tony Lee was inviting you to have an MMF with her and Zach.
It's not really my thing.
All right, what about this?
Really my thing?
Well, what about if it's Zach and Plowsy in a MMM?
No thanks.
Yeah,
kind of a game changer.
You know what? No thanks.
So Tony, are you? So how would you characterize your relationship with Zach? Because it seems like you brought him here tonight. I feel like it was a bait and switch. Timberfake thought he was coming here with you, and all of a sudden he shows up. He's got a fabulous clip-on tie on, and now all of a sudden, and now all of a sudden you bring Zach, as he calls him, Karate Boy, and I feel like
He knows karate. Like, does Timberfake want
right.
to see?
Yeah, but
Tim, I'm getting a read.
What's the read?
And this is gonna be a tough question, Zach. I don't mean any disrespect. Do you have any concern that this young woman brought you in as sort of a prop to make Timberfake angry? I'm just asking if do you have any concerns about that?
No, sir.
It is not his baby's mama.
Wow. Big reveal. Have you guys hung out outside of that night at the Wheelhouse?
Yeah. I went to his house a couple times.
God, I have to tell you right there.
I move really fast.
I have to tell you right there. I picked up a read, and I think you're being dishonest on that.
Tell him.
That is correct. A true story.
She has been to your house.
Yeah.
It's an apartment, but yes.
Okay. All right.
But he does have his own apartment in a house, unlike Mr. Timberfake.
Wow.
Just saying, that's
right. Oh, snap. She came off on his
about
casa.
10 years younger, too.
Yeah, 10 years younger.
Oh, now you're playing the age and apartment card.
How old a gentleman are you there, Zach?
Doug likes him young. How old are you, Zach?
Well, Timberfake's only, what?
24 years young.
24 years
well,
old.
Timberfake's not mid-30s, is he?
33.
Is he really?
Well, he looks mid-20s.
Yeah.
So where do things stand now for you and Timberfake?
Good question.
Thank you. I mean, no, like, that's why I'm so good.
I mean, like, we're friends, but he's just pushing it, like, to where maybe we can't be friends anymore because he's becoming crazy.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, like, follow me around, bar to bar.
He follows you around?
Bar to bar. I mean, I don't ever go out.
But here's the thing, Tony Lee, because there's so much...
How can that be? You said bar to bar, but you don't ever go out.
Yeah, nice job, Doug. That was a contradiction, Tony.
Sure.
That was a good call.
Yeah, that's what makes Doug so good.
He's great.
Wow, look at you.
Uh-oh.
Ram.
Look at you.
Uh-oh.
Look at Doug.
Doug is fabulous.
They can't resist me, Tim. They can't resist.
Yeah, I can't resist either.
Wow, there is a whole thing going on. Iggy's getting close now.
Iggy, hey!
Isn't Iggy fabulous?
Iggy in the house.
Iggy in the house.
Say what?
But here's the thing. Let me ask you this, because there's so much preparation that goes into this show, as you can tell.
Yeah.
And earlier this week, I believe Timberfake was going to bring at least one, if not two, legitimately
brunettes.
Beautiful brunettes. Like, legitimately. He sent pictures. I mean, these girls, for real, were good looking.
Right.
But then he decided not to because
he cost.
Excuse me?
One of them costs money.
What do you mean by that exactly?
So she's
get the Thompson Coburn retainer active again.
She's an escort?
No, but she's a real life prostitute. So like she travels.
Well, that's
from,
the same.
Well, yeah, escort, whatever. Like you can call it what you want. She's
Doug. It's up to you. Big Al's waving his phone at me.
We'll say escort for legal reasons.
So yeah, I think he was just low on cash tonight, so she couldn't come.
Oh man, that's a slam right there.
You know
there.
What, Tony Lee? But it seems like you take Maybe. Pleasure in being mean to Timberfake.
You know he loves you, yo. You know he loves you, yo.
I know he does. And
but
that's
but like, you brought this gentleman here to taunt him. He was going to try and bring a female to counter your taunting, and then you said don't do it, and now he's here stag.
No, listen, I said. The one that he has to pay?
Doug, is it...
Is it well,
but I let's not disparage. Let's not disparage. Yeah.
Please do not do names.
Yeah.
First
do
name.
Not, that'll be enough.
Tim, okay. Yeah,
all right. Tim, if I may, you know what it reminds me of? Because I'm going to get her off track with this so we don't get sued.
Right.
The scene in St. Elmo's Fire where Billy the Kid, Rob Lowe,
wow.
is on stage, and the girlfriend, the ex-wife, comes in with her new man, and then they start the fighting, and what does she do when they fight? She goes back to Billy. She said, Billy! Yep.
Doug, Billy D. Williams, sir.
Right, you know,
no,
fabulous.
No, you guys don't understand. Like, me and Timberfake were never like a... You guys thought we were a thing
well,
because
he's,
yeah. Ameristar.
Yeah, he right. said, did you guys engage in
with
any...
My fireball, because that's what caused it.
You guys never engaged in any activity at Ameristar.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was drunk that night.
I didn't
night.
Feel like I got an answer, the cat. Did you pick up a read?
There was no answer, Tim.
Right. Did you and Timberfake engage in any activity at Ameristar? I don't know.
She's trying to eye you a signal.
I understand.
She's playing the eye.
But if he's in the friend zone, so like, he legitimately likes you.
Maybe you shook
hands. And I feel terrible for him.
You shook hands with Timberfake
yes.
or something.
Yeah.
You hugged him, you met him, you hugged,
exactly.
and that was probably
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Code
like,
term for manual play.
No, well, I don't know
digital
about that.
Digital play.
Digital, thank you. That's better. Digital play.
Digital play. Yes, we had digital play in Ameristar parking lot.
Clip that off. Bird and Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Whatever.
I guess you may step down.
But where are things now?
There, it's not like it's nothing. Like you know, like we were fun and funny together. You know.
Right.
You know, you've seen our Snapchats. And
Doug,
stuff.
Do you enjoy their Snapchats?
I really haven't seen them.
No, like in like 6 months ago.
I didn't see it 6 months ago or
oh,
six
so
years
you're not
ago.
A Snapchatter?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
but I
well,
be.
Like we make funny Snapchat videos and yeah. stuff, but like it's been you know not. For like 6 months.
Okay.
But you guys just did a couple within the last couple weeks.
No, that was about a month ago.
Oh, really?
A
okay.
month. Yeah,
all
he
right.
came to my work and we made a Donald Trump Snapchat.
Tim, you
in
may
our
step
hats.
Down.
You're a big Trump supporter, were you?
I love Donald Trump.
Doug?
That's fine. That's absolutely fantastic.
Suddenly, Doug is interested.
Yeah, I like him. I like his wife.
Now, what about.
I like his daughter.
Wow. Now, what about Zach?
Easy now.
If you and Timberfake were cute and funny together, what then are you and Zach together?
We're cuter and funnier.
Oh, are you guys doing Snapchat videos?
No, not really. Not yet.
No, you're not. Well, let me ask you this, Tony. As you know, Bonnie Rotten's going to be here very soon.
Oh, I'm excited.
I know you are. And you made it clear...
I'm very excited.
...that you wanted to do a film with her. And Doug was wondering what that meant.
Well, if the money is right, I'll do a film with her.
Wow.
But I don't... do films for free.
You would go into the pornography industry if someone paid you?
Very high-pitched, right? It was almost like a dog whistle.
Well, that's what you're saying, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're saying. I mean, you guys aren't going to shoot like a rom-com together, are you?
No.
No.
But listen, people are like mentioning you like, I need a raincoat and all this
yeah,
like, stuff.
Yeah, again, that's a topic that with it for the satellite show we'll be able to discuss. Yeah. For the FCC yeah. show, we can't discuss
okay,
that.
Plus,
well, I have wings
here. I don't know what the raincoat's about.
Right. You'll do that in the Plowhawk interview afterwards. That's
okay.
in the green room. Mm. But so you say you want to do a film with her. Are you looking to do a film? Are you looking to get into the stag industry?
I mean, if you guys like, if like...
No, we have nothing to do with it.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't?
Nothing.
Tim, you don't?
No, not really. I mean, I can ask a question. But I'm not really in the business per se, although sometimes I feel like a bit of a whore.
Yeah. So normally when I go to Pornhub, I search hot blondes, lesbians.
God bless you.
Woo!
God bless you, man.
Yes. So I've really never seen Bonnie Rotten because she's brunette.
That's correct.
You know what I mean? So I normally Pornhub blondes,
right.
lesbians.
Good.
Something about the men, like I'm into men in real life.
Right. He just pointed at the Plowhawk, I noticed.
Hey, he's a man. Rare. So, but when it comes to porn, a lesbian is where it's at.
God bless you again. Bird Early
yes.
Cutlery
yes,
Cuts
yes,
of the
yes,
Week.
Yes, yes.
So are you interested in Bonnie Rotten?
She's hot.
So are you going to make
and
a play?
I like the spider.
Yeah, we're
web.
Getting texts from inside the room again. Woo! Bonnie Rotten has just entered the building. This crowd's going crazy,
Woo!
Doug. crowd's going crazy. I've never seen anything like it. They want you to take... are you wearing like a cardigan or something? Is that what's going on? I don't know what the hell's going on. But people are saying have her take off her cardigan. And I don't think that's a cardigan.
Who's asking that?
Textures.
From in the building.
Inside
that's extra
the building,
creepy.
Yes.
That's extra creepy.
No, I'm not going to take off.
And Big Al's trying to challenge Zach to an arm wrestling match. All right, I don't know what that... What? Perfect.
All right, Tim, you're the captain of the ship.
Yeah, no, I'm very proud of that.
I consider myself the first mate. I say we bring Timberfake over and give him equal time. I think it's only fair.
I think it is only fair.
That would make sense.
And, of course, you're going to return and make your pitch to Bonnie.
Yeah, definitely.
And you are looking for hot sapphic play.
Oh, hot sapphic digital everything type of play.
Wow.
Slow down.
I have 5 shots of Fireball in me, and I'm going to get some more while Timberfake talks.
Wow. Well, there's Tony Lee.
I love Doug Vaughn.
Wow, clip that off as well. She loves Doug Vaughn.
When's it my turn to get on air? This is getting boring.
Oh my. Here we go.
Hey, I got pictures on my phone that are super freaking boring, too.
What does that mean, Doug? What does that mean?
I have no idea what...
Damn it, why?
Words are like weapons. They wound sometimes.
Timberfake, if you could, it's time for extra time. Get the dork away from me, he said. That could have been...
Don't call him a...
All right, Timberfake.
Call him a dork.
All right.
Here you go. Keep it clean. Watch your language.
Yeah, this is very important.
You've been drinking there, fella.
No, this is actually my first shot. So
yeah, but you look a little sketched out, a little bit.
No, I'm just like, I don't play that.
Oh, all of a sudden, what is this, Big Al? And
Big Al's watching
you. I don't play that, man. Like,
what is this? Somebody has presented.
Thank you. Can I keep this?
Somebody has presented.
I might be doing a shot of this.
It's not bleach. It's sexy coffee.
This is the best present I've ever gotten. Thank you, my man.
I think it might be to bait and switch him in.
Thank you.
Timberfake was just presented with bleach.
Easy.
Please don't drink.
Yeah, please don't.
All right, so it's like, you know, I'm laid back. I'm cool. I'm sexless. I invented her.
What do you mean you invented her?
There'd be no her without me.
What's going on? She just walked by the dais to taunt you. Oh, she's like staring you down and showing off her wares, Doug. She's showing off her wares. Look.
It's in me?
Yeah, that's what he said.
She's making...
She's playing to the crowd, Tim.
Hey, it's my time to talk. Get her off the mic. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about your new dork. He's a dork. Look.
No,
at
he seems like God. He seems like a nice guy.
He's a dork.
In all fairness, he seems like a nice guy.
Sea Monster and Plowee are sexier than him.
Well, now you're taking shots at my boys, man. Now you're taking shots at my boys.
No, I said Plowee and Sea Monster.
But you're pointing it like Andy Hanselman over here. I mean, Plowee's right behind you.
Can I give you Timberfake? Can I give you a piece of advice? Are you listening to me?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Listen, man, you're Sex Lewis. You don't have to sweat the little things. You are Sex Lewis. Now the other guy is a nice guy. You don't have to take shots.
He's not a nice guy.
He can do his thing. You can do yours. There's no need for any trouble.
I do my thing.
You are doing your thing. I'd ring a bell if I had one.
We do not have the Hot Shots Hot Take bell, but in our minds, we're ringing.
What's up, Biggie? Sexy Strode in the house. I don't drop loads. I drop Kenny Strode's, baby.
Okay.
But it seems like things are off the rails now with Tony Lee.
Yeah, man. I've been at the lake. Like, I had to get away from her for a while, but we text all day, every day still. It's like, I don't know who he thinks he is. He's just a prop for her. He's a rebound boy.
Okay. So, but why aren't you guys together then, if that's the case?
Because she just got a relationship. We don't need to be together right now.
But you want to be with her.
No, I didn't. Actually, Seattle.
Yep.
Good response.
Yep.
I was thinking Cincinnati.
Yep.
No, I'm like Bill Belichick.
Thank you.
Seattle.
Okay.
Seattle.
Moving on to the next thing, but it's a back reference.
Right. Now I caught it, and it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was brilliant stuff. But I thought you really liked her, and here's what I thought was going on. I thought you guys were going to make a grand entrance, and then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, she's walking in with, Zach.
She played it off. She's diabolical, man. She knows what she's doing.
Really? But that seems like that would break your heart, and I feel badly for you.
It's cool, man. Like, I've gotten over... It's fine. She knows I care about her. She knows.
But you have an odd way of showing it.
How?
Because you're calling her out and saying she's diabolical.
No, it's just... It's mean-spirited what she does. Like... I'm not worried about that dude. He's a dork. Look at him.
Oh, he is not.
He's a dork.
He's not a dork.
Well, to me, he's a dork.
But you shouldn't. You're above calling names. You're Sex Lewis.
Well,
that's all.
He's lucky. That's the only name I'm calling him.
He is Sex Lewis.
I'm 2.0, baby.
Right. He's absolutely Sex Lewis.
Now, I see by the look on Jay Randolph Jr.'s face.
Sex Lewis that got dropped off by his grandfather.
Oh my God, Doug! Oh no!
Actually, I came straight from the lake, goofball. So I would stop throwing low blows right now if I was you.
Wow.
Oh, what are you gonna do? Do you
want
to have a battle round, boy?
What does that mean,
boy?
What does that mean?
Settle down.
What?
I'm not throwing no low blows at you. So just settle down, cause I'll win.
Wow, wow, wow.
This is like a scene from Grease.
Blowing kisses at each other. I can't tell what's going on. No. But you were going to bring a lovely brunette this evening.
Yeah, I can't because she like told me she's got hot sauce in her bag. Like in her bag.
What does that mean?
I'm Seattle is all I can say.
Can I ask the audience a question? I would like to know, like, I'm a romantic. I want to see these two get back together. No offense, Zach, I think you're great. But I know these two. Who wants to see these two kids get back together? Anyone?
It sounds like
not
it's
so
a,
much.
Sounds like it's a
there's
mix.
Obviously a love.
Who, who wants to see Zach and Doug end up together?
Yes!
Woo! He looks nice. I mean, look what he's wearing, man. Where's that sexy waitress at that work?
Oh, my God. Now there's a guy screaming from the crowd. Oh, my God. Hey, where's the security? Where's Big Al to protect everything?
There's Bonnie Rotten right there. Hey, there's a sexy waitress right there. Come here, Bonnie Rotten.
Let Bonnie be.
Come here. Hey, Bonnie knows I'm sexier than that guy. She knows I'm like small hands, you know?
No, are you going to try to make Tony Lee jealous with hitting on Bonnie?
Get my sexy waitress up here.
Bonnie, we'll of course give you a proper introduction, but real quickly, if you don't mind, Andy, could you do the mic here?
Come here, baby.
Zach, could you step?
Come here, baby. You got to ask her a question.
I'm handling the show, if you don't mind. All right. So, Bonnie, real quick. Now, Tony Lee's making a move on Bonnie Rotten. Mm-hmm. There's a whole thing going on.
Yeah.
Bonnie, real quickly, and then we'll have a proper introduction, a proper ceremony. I notice Buck Swope's now right in front of the dais, Doug.
Sure.
Bonnie, who do you find more attractive? This gentleman right here, he's wearing a tie and a leather jacket, or the gentleman standing behind him?
Come up here, Zach.
With him in the black T-shirt.
Let me make you famous.
Who do you find more attractive? Be honest with me here.
I'm going to go ahead and opt out of that.
You're going to opt out of it.
Opt out of that.
Wow.
We'll let her make the decision.
Very wise gal.
There's no opting out.
We're going to go with Zach. We are.
Tony Lee has just voted for Zach.
That's because she rather have Bonnie Rotten than that dork.
And Tony Lee confirms that. All right. Well, it's Timber Fake, I got to go. What's going on?
Get my sexy new hot shots waitress up here. She's going to answer a question.
What's the question?
Working.
He's going to hit on
she's
somebody
coming
else.
Up.
She seems like she's avoiding.
Come here, baby.
As far away from you guys as she possibly can.
Be nice to them. They're a sponsor. They put food on Doug's plate, and she wants nothing to do with this.
I
see the body language.
She's embarrassed.
Jay Boyd, do you want her up here? She's fine to come up. All right.
The lovely Hannah. Everybody.
She's not going to lie. Like, I just met her 2 minutes ago when she got me a sexy fireball
shot. What's the question?
No.
The question is no.
All right, no. Who's sexier, me or her new rebound boy?
Hannah, who do you find more attractive?
She hasn't been listening.
Timberfake or the gentleman over
here? Boyfriend, he's pretty sexy.
Wow.
Hey, Tony Lee, did you hear that? Tony Lee, did you hear that?
No, she didn't. She's hitting on Bonnie.
Yes, she is.
Tell her to listen.
She's already getting handsy over there.
Oh, she's lying to Bonnie Rotten, just like she lied. Look, who's sexier, me or Zach?
What a weird game of math.
Wait, so do you think you would go out on? Would you go out with him? Do you think? Yes,
she would go.
Say
out.
That. Wow. Hey, come here.
A new romance.
And she presents a hamburger to Timberfake. Boy, the whole thing is so erotic. And Big Al is.
Big Al's a man. I like that that sexy purple blues, man.
All right, Timberfake. Maybe we'll have you guys back up here.
Yeah. He's
blowing in your ear like.
Man, you better get this dude away from me. I swear, man.
I feel like I'm watching LeBron. You
want to talk on the mic? Get this dude away from me.
Big Al.
At the end of the day, the chokeout speaks for itself, and you're
the chokeout. You're a
Zach.
I love you guys.
Zach's boys. Let's calm this down.
All right.
Come on, Zach's
better
boys.
Better get the hell away from me, man.
All right,
I'll smack you.
All right, that's wonderful. There's Timber. Ladies and gentlemen, Timberfake, Tony Lee. It's so great to see them, isn't it?
Got it.
Look at Big Al.
Big Al is actually providing the security.
All right, I'm going to eat these wings.
You're going to eat the wings. Jennings, you want to come on up? Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Randolph Jr., you know what that means. They love Jennings.
Attention, Fantasy Football League commissioners. It's time to restore the position of commissioner to its former glory by giving the people what they want, a fresh start. With new leagues feature at DraftKings.com, you can play one-week private contests with your friends whenever you want. No more breaking up fights over free agents or smoothing over petty grudges. No more listening to your league mates complain about their draft day bus. Or worrying that your number one running back has become part of a running back by committee. Shake things up, take the reins, and start a new league. A league where you and your friends get to pick a new team each week you want to play. It's not too late to save the season for you and your friends at DraftKings. Don't wait. Hurry to DraftKings.com and save your season. Set up your league today. Your friends will thank you. Enter promo code quarterback and play for free with your first deposit. That's quarterback to play for free at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
And that also means it is time for the great Bonnie Rotten here at Hot Shots in Fenton. Unbelievable.
Hello, Rotzy.
Bonnie Rotten performing this weekend at Larry Flint's Hustler Club in Washington Park, Doug. I will be there. I invite our audience to go there. It's going to be a pony show. Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So what was going on there between you and the lovely Tony Lee? Because I felt like you guys were fast.
I was asking her who this guy was, and she said that he was her stalker.
Oh, my, Jennings.
So you have walked in. I was getting a lowdown. I said, are these your two boyfriends? She's like, no.
You've walked into a hornet's nest, Jennings. I'm telling you that.
Sounds
wow,
like
big
it.
Night here.
Big night at Hot Shots.
Yes.
Bonnie Rotten is here. Bonnie, have you ever been to St. Louis before?
I have.
So you have featured. Yeah, you have. You featured before, didn't you?
Yeah, it was like maybe 2.5 years ago.
Very cool. And what did you think of our fair city?
I love it.
You love
Lots
St. Louis.
Of fun.
And you were coming this morning from Jersey. I saw you tweet that out like 12 hours
yep.
ago. So are you a Jersey born and raised, or are you just living?
No, I'm from Ohio.
Oh, from Ohio.
Cincinnati.
But a huge Raiders fan, right?
Huge Raiders fan.
How'd that happen?
Carson Palmer.
Carson
yeah.
Palmer.
That's
so when he left,
happened.
You went with Carson Palmer.
When he
Palmer
left,
Oakland.
I left.
And now he's in Arizona, though, so you're not with Carson in Arizona.
I silently root for them, but I'm Raider Nation. Once Raider Nation, always Raider Nation.
Well, you know, we lost our football team here.
I know. I was just talking to somebody asking what you guys are going to do.
We really don't know. But the Raiders might be moving to Las Vegas. Would that change your loyalty?
No.
You'd still be all
still,
in on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a game in Oakland?
Yeah.
Pretty nuts, huh?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Doug, we
the
didn't have the
fans.
Same kind of atmosphere as they do at the Black Hole in Oakland.
No, similar. What is it about Carson Palmer you like?
You know, he was with Cincinnati when we did really great, and then after he got injured with that one game with the Steelers, it
yeah,
was like
that's
2008.
Right. Doug, was that 2008 or 9?
I don't know the dates.
2008
okay,
or 9, he got injured, and I still kept with him. I still was loyal to him, and then once he left, I went with him, and that's
so,
it.
So born really? And raised like in Southern yeah. Ohio, is it?
Yes, yeah, Cincinnati.
That's the deal? All yep. right, very cool. Yep. And
swing
then,
state.
It was a swing state. It wasn't even very close, though.
Oh, my gosh.
What did you think of that whole deal? Doug
oh
Doug's, Doug
God.
Doug monitors the election.
I don't know your like guys' stances.
Well, there, it's,
but
a diver, it's a diverse.
Oh, you can't say that. Put her down. Put her down.
She ought to be
put
able
her down.
To say it.
The sea monster.
She should be able to say it.
The sea monster's logging the times because you just never know.
Bonnie Rotten has just been suspended.
Doug
oh,
is suspending
no!
Bonnie Rotten.
Been suspended
Nobody
a
gave
period
me any
of
rules.
Two days of time.
FCC rules, just for the record.
Okay.
Going forward, just for the rules.
So you weren't happy with the outcome.
That's what you deduced from that.
That could be implied.
That yeah. was deduced from that. That was deduced from that. So you're full-time Jersey, but you travel around the country. Is that the deal?
Yep, that's
all
the
right.
deal.
Very cool. So you enjoy featuring. You're going to be performing at the Hustler Club all weekend, correct?
I am.
And so what will you be doing? Because tonight they have a party, right?
Yeah, it's a taboo party.
Doug,
so it's
a
like
taboo
fetish
party.
Night.
And what will go on?
You don't look like you like bondage.
That's like the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Well, Jay, you actually have... It's funny you bring up fetishes, Bonnie, because...
There's a belief by some people that, that I have a foot fetish. It's a foot fondness.
It's just so mild that it's almost not even worth bringing up.
Really. And people get confused. And then once in a while, we've done some things... In fact, the great Seika was on the show.
Have you ever met Seika? She's a little older than you, Bonnie.
About your grandmother's age.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
In the same business as you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
Hall of
85
Famer.
Years old.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
With Jesse Jane, who she's worked with.
I love Jesse.
Yes,
you worked with. When you say worked with, does that mean like tripping, or does that
no.
mean you just know her?
We work together. No, we're yeah. colleagues.
All right. See, I never know on that.
They worked
That's
well.
That's very important. It's
they
important for me
very
to ask
well
that.
Together.
All right.
So they think that I might have some sort of a foot fetish. Now,
is this true?
I like feet. It's not. We have had people on, doctors on, that have said the description of a fetish is something that gets you to
right.
where you need to
right.
be.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I don't need that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I like.
But you like
feet.
It.
Yeah.
Extremely
yeah.
mild. Extremely
Absolutely.
Mild.
And I know that you feel very comfortable.
How do you
about
know, how do you
feet.
How do you know this? Have you
I,
ever
you know what's so funny? I f-
cut her down! Cut her down!
Seamaster's on the log again.
Dang it!
Bonnie Rotten has just had her
My
suspension
bad.
Trebled. You've now been suspended a period of 6 days time.
Two penalties.
Bonnie, are you going to say that you don't like your feet?
I'm used to it. I'm a Raiders fan. I do not like my feet
not
touched.
Like your
really?
At all.
Doug, can you
really
believe that?
At all. Like when they do my pedicures, I freak out.
But
the
Jay,
whole
you
time.
Posted. Didn't you post a picture today?
I posted a picture. You had got a picture.
I took it off my own feet.
Okay, so you appreciate them, but you don't like them messed with.
No.
Really?
Wow, Jay, how does that
I
make
don't
you
know.
Feel?
I mean, it surprises me a little bit.
And why is that?
Just because of the industry and some of the types of films that there are, and some of the play that goes on. But as we've learned over the years, there are gals that don't like their feet messed with. They don't like them.
Who has that been? Who have you experienced in your career in these interviews? Because I felt like Kit Navidad really did.
The kitten was strong. There's no doubt about it. But Caden Cross was one.
Oh, she didn't?
She loved her feet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she loved her feet.
Do you know Caden? She's a friend of our show. Yes.
Yeah.
She's worked with Manuel.
Everybody works with Manuel, don't they? That's the deal. Plowhawk, would you like
he's
to tell Bonnie
Manuel
real quickly?
Fan.
Would you like to tell Bonnie, because a lot of guys who are straight usually like a female performer, but not you necessarily.
I'm completely straight. I was just fascinated with the longevity of a Manuel Ferrara.
What do you mean longevity?
Okay, Plowsy.
As far as like he's been in the industry 15 years, yes. You know, or 20, somewhere around there. Won a lot of awards, still kicking it.
Right.
I think if it was me, I'd be ready to, you know, kick it, you know, 10 years ago. So I'm just fascinated with the longevity of the career.
Very
nothing
nice.
More, nothing less.
Right.
That's a good take, though.
It's a wonderful
fascinating subject matter.
Truly is. Let me say this for the people that are
listening.
What
do you have, Jennings?
For the people that are listening, Bonnie seems very happy. Do you know what I mean?
You are very happy and content.
Happy person.
And
a lot of gals are not happy. They're just, they got to do what they're doing. You seem like you're very happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for you.
But you
got to live life to the fullest,
no
right?
doubt.
What, so like 2015 AVN Performer of the Year, 2014?
14.
2014, Doug, you were right.
Yep.
So 2014 AVN Performer of the Year. But then you just like shut it down.
I did.
Why'd you shut it down? Everybody's been wondering. We're going to get the answer here tonight.
Well, those of you that follow me on social media know that I was in a child situation. I had a baby.
You had a baby. Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you. And after that, I just stopped performing.
That was it. Is there any temptation whatsoever to get back in the game? You know people would love it.
Yeah, I know. I have a lot of requests and things like that, but it's pretty much that's it for me.
You're really? Done.
Yeah.
You're done.
100%. You wouldn't even leave a sliver open.
No.
Well, you're not done 100% if you're at the Hustler Club.
But you're not shooting videos.
I'm performing. I'm still doing appearances.
Yeah,
and
Doug.
Signings and things like that.
Right,
but
all right.
I apologize for Doug. He's out of line.
He doesn't understand.
Okay. Seems like you're still working.
She's not shooting film.
Right.
When's the last time you shot a film? Is it a film, Doug, or is it a movie?
It's not a film, that's for sure. A video, I'd say it's a video, right?
Right, probably 2014.
Oh, 2014, so it's been a couple years now.
Yeah.
All right. And is there any like part of you go, I wouldn't mind doing that? Or you're like, no, I'm completely rearview mirror.
I mean, it's like winning the Super Bowl, right? Like,
Doug,
I won Performer of the Year, and that was that was
what else can you do with that?
I had nothing else that I really wanted to do. I did everything. I enjoyed everything. I got to where I wanted to be, and then
so
I just transitioned into directing and owning my own companies and things like that.
So the money aspect of doing the work, you decided to go to another level with directing and maybe owning property.
Yeah, absolutely.
So are you directing now? Or are you?
I have a production company and I own a toy company called the Bonnie Rotten Black Label.
The Bonnie Rotten Black Label is the name of the toy company.
How hard is it really to direct? Don't you just say, okay, the
camera's
turned on?
I apologize again. Doug is
all
out
right,
of line.
Go.
I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I put all the films together. I casted everything. I chose the locations. I hired everybody. I held second camera. I did everything.
What's second camera? That's the one that moves around.
We have two cameras, so you have to shoot hardcore and softcore.
Okay.
That's the one for the B-roll.
And I have to shoot the softcore.
I see.
Doug, that's the one for the B-roll.
Yeah. Right.
You don't shoot B-roll. There's no B-roll involved. B-roll is an antiquated film term. Let's not use it here. All right, sister?
Again, Doug's just completely out of line. Iggy has a question. Yeah, Iggy. This is Iggy, buddy.
It's not really a question, but Timmy, you brought up directing. I will say right now, when you directed the remake, I guess you would call it a parody, of Cape Fear.
Yeah.
You got screwed last year because Axel Braun should have not won the award. You should have won
my bell?
Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you so much. That was like the hardest thing.
Thank you very much, Andy.
And he would know.
If there's anybody here in Hot Shots Sutton who would know, it's...
But I do want to ask about the scene with Jesse Jane. It was aggressive. would you normally be that aggressive out off field?
Great question, Jennings.
Or does it just depend?
Depends
on the mood. In your personal life, are you into women, or is that just something that you did for the game?
And be honest.
A lot of it was for film.
Really? Sure. But I would imagine you've hooked up with a woman in your personal life. You have? Or maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not, Doug. I'm not sure here. Now,
Tony,
did you see, I don't know where Tony went, the one that was talking to you, but here she comes.
There she comes. Here's Miss America.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Lee making her way up. And Tony wanted to discuss with you. Tony, I'll let you take the floor. Your words, your chance to talk to one of the greats here, a super cool girl in Bonnie Rotten. She's performing at Larry Flint's Hustler Club all weekend in Washington Park. So please go see her. She has her toy line.
I'm definitely going to go.
Are you really?
Yes,
look at you.
Awesome.
Look at you.
Wow,
you
might go together.
Well, she's going to already be there, but you get the idea. So what did you want to say to Bonnie?
So I think you're super hot.
Thank you.
I've never watched your videos.
You've never watched them, you say?
I haven't.
All right.
Okay. You got something to do now.
I'm just being honest, like I do about Timberfake.
Right. Of course.
What do you guys want me to say?
Well, you were the one who said you wanted to ask her about being in films.
Those
are your words. I mean, what am I doing here?
You were kidding about that.
No, I said I was down for a film with Bonnie Rotten.
Okay, well, that's a pretty poignant statement, Jay, isn't it?
I think so.
Do you go lesbian in your films?
I don't shoot anymore.
She's done filming.
But did you?
Yeah, I did.
She used to.
Right.
Yes.
Well, trust us, all of us are aware.
Yeah. Okay,
Doug
okay.
might not be.
No.
I have a question for the two of you. How do you think the Blues will do this year in the Central Division? How do you think the Blues will do this year in the Central Division?
The hockey team.
I don't watch hockey.
I don't know. Yep.
Not Perfect. Hockey fans, Doug.
Right.
Never mind.
We don't watch hockey.
Okay.
But all baseball.
Yeah.
All baseball.
All baseball.
Definitely my Chris Bryant.
Well, you're a baseball fan? You like Chris Bryant. That's right.
Yeah.
What are you, a Reds fan or A's
Reds
fan?
Reds and Yankees.
Yankees.
Yes. See, I did a Yankee photo shoot. I love the Yankees, too.
You did a photo shoot with the Yankees?
No, for the Yankees.
Like, for the Yankees?
Like,
oh, I mean, you started here, and then you went here, and then you just put on a Yankees cat, and somebody with an iPhone took a picture. So that means I've done a lot of Notre Dame photos.
That's
here.
Right.
All right. I follow it. The SoCo Fish says, tell them to make out. That's not what we're doing
come on,
here tonight.
SoCo. No.
Bonnie's
come on,
retired. Tony's intoxicated.
She's had five fireballs.
She has.
Yeah.
And there's cheers coming from the
crowd of her.
Cheers from the crowd. So,
Lisa, I have small mouth.
I know, and I noticed that they're larger tonight, Doug.
Well, it's a secret.
Those have to be pushed.
It's like Victoria's Secret.
Wonderful. That is A-level stuff. I don't know what just happened.
What the hell's sexy coffee?
What
is
sexy coffee? Go ahead and tell her.
It's a bleach bottle. What are you talking to me in here that's any good?
You gotta hear Bonnie. You need to hear the explanation.
You gotta tell Bonnie about sexy coffee.
You tell her. What do I effing care?
I invented sexy coffee. I invented her.
You may have invented sexy coffee, but not her.
No, I invented. She's part of Sexless too, but you know she's a good girl, man. It's cool. It's all right. I'm gonna take the high road, but she's all right.
There you go.
You called her diabolical like 8 minutes ago.
Yeah, she's mean.
But Doug, this high road thing. Perfect. They're fast friends over there.
Yeah, they're chatting it up.
I don't understand.
You don't understand why somebody brought bleach up.
No, we don't understand. We both don't.
Big Al is monitoring the dais.
Yes.
Have you noticed that? Bonnie, a couple of questions are coming in from the text inbox.
All right, let's hear it.
The spider web tattoos on your breasts. The listeners are curious on the background.
You know, I was young, dumb. And you guys know the rest.
Yep.
You don't like them? You regret it?
No, I don't regret it at all.
It's a trademark, really.
Yeah, it's my trademark. It's iconic. I did it. My girlfriend was supposed to get anarchy symbols around hers. And did she back out? She backed out.
What's her problem?
Yeah.
After you've done the top.
Yep.
Oh, my.
Who is this girlfriend? Is she in the industry?
No, she was a girl from Ohio that I was friends with.
And she bailed on you. That ain't cool. Man, you got to be lying in a chair next to each other to make sure it's legit.
Right.
Bait and switch, Bonnie. Bait and switch.
You should have never trusted her.
Bonnie, you got a lot of ink. Where was the most sensitive part?
And again, FCC regulation. congratulations. I just want
to. I would have to say underneath my chest, underneath like my ribs.
Gotcha.
That
because there isn't
really
a whole lot of skin there to work
no,
with the
it's
whole
all just
deal.
Bone.
Other questions coming in. Shrub situation. It's a really hot topic in St.
The
Louis.
What?
Shrubs.
What,
like
what's a shrub?
Like
grooming down low.
Oh,
yeah. What are your thoughts? Because I feel like right now, and it's something I had a lot.
Gals, Timmy.
You know, every bushes are in.
And why is that though? It seems like an unfortunate trend to bring back.
Because everybody's bringing back the 80s and stuff. It's just one of those things that went away and it came back.
Yeah,
it makes it more interesting. I
know
guess.
It bothers Doug, but he's talking with Tony, so he didn't hear
what's
the whole thing.
What's your personal feeling on it?
Hey, you guys got to come to the Hustler Club.
Good advertising, Bonnie Rotten.
Nicely
that's very,
done.
Very smart. Jay, I know you, even if she's not into your hashtag FFF, and I know you'll pursue it,
right.
I'll let you have the floor here. Go ahead.
Well, we also ask some questions
okay.
of the ladies who've been kind enough to do Foot Fetish Friday. Number one, and this is an interesting one for you. I look forward to the answer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When was the last time you were passionately kissed?
What do you mean by that?
And when I say passionately kissed, yeah. I mean like your knees buckled and, you know, stuff.
On my feet?
When was the last time? No, when was the last time you got passionately kissed, period?
She hasn't spent a lot of time on her
night.
Feet.
Your boyfriend last night.
Is that right?
Very nice. Very nice.
You usually have a couple other questions, and I usually ask about a famous event in the 20th century.
Now,
what's that?
Yeah, let's see.
A lot of people struggle, the younger people struggle, with an important date in this country.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to put money that she knows the answer to this question.
I think she
really?
Knows it, too.
She knows, she knows the answer.
You can tell she's an intelligent.
Yeah, she knows the answer to this question.
She's against the norm. When was Pearl Harbor?
The date of Pearl Harbor.
Wasn't it like 1914 or 1926, something
we
like that?
We always give them a 30-year kind of window.
Yeah, between 1914 and 1940.
No.
Again, put that on the window and close the window.
December 7th, 1941.
Doug, a day that will live in infamy.
I was close.
No,
1914.
You were close.
1914.
Yeah, you were definitely close.
I just lost $100. I'm
Andy
so
Handsome
sad.
I thought she'd know it, too. I definitely thought she'd know it,
I don't know that.
What's your next question, Jennings? Because you usually have a line that you take.
Favorite actress you've worked with? And now, now that you're out of the business, give us your real favorite actors.
And why?
Yeah, and why?
Maybe Jessie.
Yeah?
Because she's super cool.
Yeah, I've heard she's really cool. She's been on our show.
Yeah.
She was cool.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
Yeah.
Jennings, what else do you have for Bonnie? The fact that she doesn't want you to
Well, and that's fine. I understand
engage.
That.
I'm sorry. I just messed up your whole vibe.
No, you
I mean,
not.
This was going to be the biggest night in recent months for him, Bonnie.
But it's okay because I dig you. I dig your work. And I think what I think is cool is that you are refreshing. She has got a refreshing personality.
Like Sierra Mist or?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a Sierra Mist.
Yes.
New sponsor.
Well, speaking.
What's this?
Of Sierra.
No.
I can't do know that.
No.
Wow.
Off air, we can ask. Yes, exactly. Thank you, Bonnie. You understand the FCC
I caught that
rules.
One.
Is that bad?
Yeah, the Plowhawk will ask you about that off air.
Right.
Let's see. Tim, can you ask Bonnie how working with Christy Mack is? Those two go together like peanut butter and jelly. That's from Joshy Tuna. Did you work with Christy Mack? Oh, wow.
Thumbs
you'll
down.
You'll have to watch on the video. You'll have to watch on the video, Doug.
Nah, what I like there is a legit answer.
Legit answer.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So Jay usually gets a chance to, what do you usually do at this point in the interview? Doug, you always enjoy when it kind of.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A lot of times we rub the feet.
Oh.
I wonder if Tony Lee would let Bonnie rub her feet.
I don't like feet.
You don't like feet?
I don't want anybody touching my feet.
And you don't want to touch any. So you got a feet issue.
Yes, I have feet problems.
All right, okay.
And I've never even been traumatized by feet. I don't know what it is.
I got you.
You got bunions, hammer toes?
No, I don't.
Nothing? Planner's wart?
No, ew. I would have that zapped off in a second.
Yeah, well, you should.
How did you get into the industry? How did that happen?
I was 18 years old, and I came out to L.A., and I pretty much met some people and
were you doing like nude modeling or were you stripping or what was going on?
I was stripping first at 18 and then I
got in LA or was
in
Cincinnati? All right.
In Ohio.
What'd your parents think of that?
I mean, I've always been kind of crazy, so they really weren't surprised. But I've always remained pretty, like, straight and narrow. So they're like, whatever you do, we know that you're doing it the right way.
Amen, Doug. I agree. And look at that. She was the performer of the year within, like, a year or two of being in the business.
Yeah, right? Shut it down. Right,
you made your mark. Just went out like Elway, like Peyton Manning.
That's right.
Look at
Go
you.
Go on as MVP.
Amen. Jennings, I'm sorry. I know you had high hopes.
It's you all
even
good.
You even tried to change it to Tony Lee. I thought that was a good strategy.
It's been fun. I'll think about it. I'll think about her.
What did he write there?
He wanted me to ask how Nina Hartley helped you.
Oh, actually, I had met Nina, and I had spoke to her about wanting to get into the industry, and I knew she was
She's
like
a very smart woman, is she
very
not?
Very smart and very sweet.
Yes.
Very honest. So she asked me what I'd be willing to do and what I wouldn't be willing to do, and the list that I sent her was, like, so far off the top. She's like, it's not like that.
Oh.
And I was like... Oh, okay. I was like, so I wouldn't have to do any of these things? She's like, no.
Right, like hot scat play.
Yeah. She's like, no. Right. She's like, it's
just
not
as an
like
example.
That.
I'm trying to give the audience an example.
Right.
Right. So she's like, it's not like that at all. It's not nearly what you're thinking. You don't do anything that you don't want to do.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I'll give it a try.
You never worked with her, did you?
No.
And favorite male performer, if I can ask, because Plowboy can't answer that.
Yeah,
Plowboy,
answer.
I'm sorry.
No.
Plowboy, you can just assume it's Manuel.
The boyfriend doesn't want to hear that.
Nobody
does he?
Said that.
Well, he fantasizes about Manuel.
He's a
somebody's
big Manuel fan.
Him.
I know he's a big Manuel.
He really, really is. What do you want, Timberfake? What are you doing?
Cat,
you have a question. Go ahead.
Jay Jr. came all the way up here for a foot. Can somebody help Jay Jr. out?
Wow.
And give this man a foot.
No.
Wow. Jay, Big
on,
I noticed Big L's making his way.
That happens at Normandy.
He needs a foot.
We're all right.
Tell Tony Lee to give you her foot.
Yeah, what about that, Jennings?
I'll pass on that.
Why is that?
I don't want to get involved
Big
with
Big L just brought you
Thank
paper
you,
towels.
Al.
I don't know what that means. Bonnie, tonight, Taboo Party, Larry Flint's Hustler
That's
Club.
That's right.
And then tomorrow and Saturday, how many shows? When
two
can
shows
people see?
Friday and two shows Saturday.
Larry Flint's Hustler Club, Washington Park, the 2014 AVN Performer of the Year. A super cool woman. Ladies and gentlemen, Bonnie Rotten.
Very cool.
Thank you,
Ross. Bonnie, thanks so much for coming to the Hot Shots and Fent. We appreciate it.
Can't
it was great
get back
to
here.
Timberfake is, you can say it into the microphone, but let Bonnie go. She has work to do. She has work to do. Let Bonnie go.
I'm a big Nick Manning fan. I like dropping loads like Kenny Strode.
That's wonderful. I'm glad that we got that in. That was a great thing to have included in the broadcast. Seamaster, are you logging that one as well? Nick Manning.
Here we go.
Look, all right. I got fans coming to take pictures with me.
Do you?
Noah Syndergaard in the house.
This is Noah Syndergaard. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard is here, Doug.
I see
He
that.
Was on your fantasy team, wasn't he?
No, I wish I had him. Yeah.
Now Jay's getting pictures with Bonnie. Buck Swope is making his way over. The cat is trapped.
Trying to stay out of the picture.
Absolutely. Bonnie Rotten, everybody. Well, you know, I have to respect Bonnie, you know, said that's just not her thing, and she wasn't just going to do it just to do it.
No.
And I respect that.
You wouldn't
that.
Think that would be a big deal, really.
But if people just have their own things.
If they don't want to, they don't have to do it.
Right. And you tip your cap.
Well, I don't really have a cap to tip, but can't force her to do something.
The cat, you
Sorry,
were able to try and help Jennings get his FFF, and I just don't know where it stands. I just noticed Big Al walked up with a paper towel.
I love me some Jay Jr., and that guy deserves some feet.
Yeah, he does.
Well, I don't think it's happening tonight.
Well, I feel bad about that. She seemed like a real delight.
She was a delight. You're exactly right. I noticed Timberfake is
by you guys?
New.
I'm joking. Settle down.
But you're already sitting at a microphone, though.
I'm done talking. This is a sexy show, though. What's up, my man?
I don't think you've ever been done talking.
The sexiest guy in St. Louis right there.
Jennings Jr. is the sexiest man in St. Louis.
In his own way.
Now, what are you drinking now, guy?
A lot of Fireball.
Oh.
All right. There's Timberfake. Now, here's the thing. We have so much going on here tonight. But on the other side of the break...
Surprises!
We actually have a surprise.
Really?
We legitimately have a surprise for you. And it's been kept hush-hush, but it is going to be announced right here. We have a new show on 590 The Fan, and we are going to announce it coming up after
here,
the break. Right here at Hot Shots. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to... You don't even know what it is. You don't even know what it is. No one... I don't even know what it is.
Now cue the crowd involvement.
This is now time for the crowd involvement.
Smattering of applause.
People are pissed they didn't get to see Jay seduce.
I think so.
Who's disappointed that they didn't get to see Jay nibble on some toes? That's why they came.
A lot of hands. A lot
like,
of hands.
They're like guttural moans. Mm-hmm. Like when the guy in Ghost was pulled down to hell. The poor gentleman, Carl, the cat, he was pulled down to hell. And oh, that's what people responded when we asked, are you mad there was no Foot Fetish Friday?
Yeah.
And I look at Dave Green, and it's like Dave Green is like, I tried to get out, and they pulled me back in.
All right, we'll take a break. Timberfake, we have a big surprise on the other side of the break.